Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Not nice.
Food is so big. Word, Lord, have mercy.
I keep pausing like I do. I keep pausing like I do. I keep pausing like I do. I keep pausing like you do. All these walls up in my jeans. You can't get up in between. You're trying to get up into me. I can teach you a couple things. Why you looking at me like I ain't give you no choice? If I count to three, then you'll be on your knees. You ever hear like Cartier? Oh, you can't get this out of your mind.
He say he like that lappy tappy. He so goofy, call me daddy. He go stupid, he go dappy. Introduce me to his pappy. He can never live without me. I'm so real, I never capping. If he got it like that, I can take it there. Cause my
food is so big, work, Lord, have mercy.
I keep pausing like I do. I keep tossing like I do. I keep tossing like I do. I keep tossing like you do. Always hold up in my jeans. You can't get up in between. You're tryna get up into me. I can teach you a couple things. I keep tossing like I do. I keep tossing like I do. I keep tossing like I do. I keep tossing like you do. Always hold up in my jeans. You can't get up in between. You're tryna get up into me. I can teach you a couple things.
Like, how to surf a man, how to work a man. It's on purpose, I'm doing it big. Body language like speakers, Spanglish. I'll educate you how to do this shit. Temporary, that's never rary. I'm necessary, yeah, I am that bitch. You can't get this thing out of your mind.
He say he like that lappy tappy. He's so goofy, call me daddy. He go goofy, he go dappy. Introduce me to his pappy. He can never live without me. I'm so real, I never capping. If he got it like that, I can take it there.
Cause my
food is so big, work, Lord, have mercy.
I keep tossing like I do. I keep tossing like I do. I keep tossing like I do. I keep tossing like you do. All these eyes up in my jeans. You can't get up in between. You're tryna get up into me. I can teach you a couple things. I keep tossing like I do. I keep tossing like I do. I keep tossing like I do. I keep tossing like you do.
Yes.
This
is big. Yes. It's such a beautiful day. It's such a beautiful way. I
all the lessons, all the blessings, all the beauty that you are. Satisfaction is my reaction every time I'm near your heart. Can you feel it? No, you see it. So many people in this. Best off for the love we share, Lord. Even though it
it's rough out there. No one knows, and no one cares. You give me hope when none is found. Life is short, time's running out. Let's make this a good night.
Not for nonsense, I love a woman who's sexy and confident. I wanna read your mind, yes, I really need your time. Silk fleeces, Jesus pieces, here's my memoir, I need your thesis. After I've read chapter 5, in the S6, still side by side. Yes, I told her that her future bright, yes. Depending how you move tonight, yes. Come and kick it with a big shot, yes. You really live it or you kick rocks, yes. Swimming pool seated, yes. Courtside seated, yes. See me when you see me. Fat pockets but I'm seated with the vegans.
Poetic J-Rob, what's good with you, bro?
Now, how come we don't have nothing smooth to say about Van Meadows? He just says, with your host, J-Rob, the wise son, Mr. Dark Knight himself. Man, you know you got dope promo too, brother. They know who's the Wolverine of this poetry thing. They know who's the sharp-clawed Adam Antium poetry writer in this piece. That's exactly who you is. That Adam Antium always dripping some fire ink, brother. And you know it can't be broken. So yes, I'll be the Dark Knight. But you will be the Adam Antium pen carrying poetic.
Thank you, good
brother. Good to be sitting next to you tonight, man. How's everything going?
Man, everything is everything, man. You know, I posted that thing about. Let me just share a little bit of good news. I posted that thing about my job being 10 years, and this morning, the job decided that it was company wide going to give out a 1% increase next year. Before our merit increase, we're talking at the beginning of the year, brother. So I'm sitting over here on cloud nine, like. Y'all might say 1% ain't nothing, but to me, it's 1% more than I had. You feel me, brother?
I'm with you on that. And I'm going to take that, because normally I would complain about the 1%. But, to your point, that's 1% more than what I had the day before.
Right.
So I'm going to take that blessing and do something with that 1%.
That's right, man. That's right. And it's not impacting my raise, my annual raise that'll be in September. So I'll take it.
Hey.
Have a good day, brother.
Our bonuses. So you're not going to get no argument from me, man. Good days are few and far between when you happen to be diving into this chocolate-coated melanin skin. We just happen to make it look real easy. That's why we don't let it bother.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're tuned in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 to get down. And tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be Raw? I got mine. You got yours?
And you know there's some listeners out there that absolutely love it. Raw.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I ain't trying to get fired. I ain't going to sound like the CEO.
I'm not trying to get fired tonight.
We're going to give a shout out to him anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
The
CEO of Epiphany Radio and Raw Links, the one, the only illustrious author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. And as always, hit him up for your Raw Links. And if you're not interested in Raw Links, just hit him up and say thank you for Epiphany Radio. Thank you goes a long way.
Come on now. A thank you goes, and it's the holiday season. Support a good business. It's the holiday season. If you've been tuning into Epiphany, you know we always talk about supporting good businesses, because good businesses in this pandemic are few and far between. But if you are in between that few and that far, let us know who you are. That's what we all do.
That's right.
We support.
That's right. Now, I got a PSA before we give the topic for the night, Jay. I got a PSA.
A PSA,
anybody out there? Yeah, PSA. Anybody out there who knows Chloe Bailey personally, tell her I'm ready to tell her, Lord have mercy. I'm just saying.
And why are we saying, I'm just saying, Lord have mercy to Chloe Bailey Van? Please elucidate.
She fine. Oh, my God, she fine. I mean, fine.
I'm going to have to look her up after the show and see how fine is fine. I mean, my brother got good taste, but I'm going to have to look for myself. Yes, sir.
When you look, don't say I didn't want you. But she got two other sisters.
What's her name?
She got two other sisters. And you, I know one of the sisters personally, but the other one, you know, the other one fine too. They all fine. But Chloe, you can't have that one, bro. You can have one of the other ones.
Chloe, you say? Chloe what, brother?
Chloe Bailey. B-A-I-L-E-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Check out her American Music Award performance, too, while you're at it. But anyway, back to the show. So, ladies and gentlemen, J-Rob is going to tell you what tonight's show is about. Lay it on them, Jay. Lay it on, because I don't know if they're ready. I don't know if they're ready.
Oh, hold on for a second. Chloe, sweet baby Jesus. We're going to talk. ladies and gentlemen, do not mind me. However, if and ever, tonight's topic goes as follows. Oh, but yet, it's more of a question. What's the craziest thing that ever inspired your poetry? Like seriously, what's the craziest thing that's ever inspired your poetry? Because we've all had stuff happen. We've all had things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Van and myself, Wolverine, Daddy Adam Antium,
I
would like to know.
Dark Knight.
What's the craziest thing that inspired your poetry? Since we're on that topic, Van, may I ask you a question?
Sure, good brother. Absolutely.
Okay, I got to stop looking at this woman first. Listen, man.
I told you, Jay. I told you.
We will talk after the show. I can't let the drool get to my microphone because it's going to short circuit and then we ain't going to be able to do my part. So I'm stop looking and focus on the show.
Yes, sir.
So, So Van, let me ask you a question.
Yes,
what
sir.
What is the craziest thing, or one of the craziest things, because you're a seasoned veteran in this game of romanticism. You've had some ups and some downs, and you've had some crazy moments. But what's the craziest thing that's inspired your poetry?
Bro, it's easy. It may sound crazy to some, but that's what it's supposed to sound. The craziest thing that's ever inspired my poetry is truly heartbreak. Heartbreak.
Okay, I'm looking at this woman's picture, and I can't say the word heartbreak, so let me turn this whole thing off. Heartbreak.
Yeah, heartbreak.
I wasn't ready, Van. I wasn't ready, and I'm mad at you right now, but we'll deal with that later. So heartbreak is the craziest thing that inspired your poetry.
Yeah, bro. It's one of the craziest things that ever inspired my poetry, heartbreak.
Okay. I'm a rock with that. Matter of fact, would you happen to have anything written to illustrate that position?
I sure do, good brother. I sure do.
Well, brother, since we missed you last week, well, and they missed us, do me a favor, man. Do me a favor. Come on. Start to show off on the right foot, on the good foot. And would you please come on ahead and get on there?
It's my pleasure, bro. The title of the piece is called Crazy in Love. The craziest thing that has ever inspired my ink is heartbreak, because it is the inconceivable thing for my mind to think that rhymes and metaphors would link from the very mind of poetic. When I wish to scribe about the opposite of that, and it can be so majestic. But here I am, one bad relationship after another, writing rhyme patterns expressing broken hearts from one brother to the world who appreciates the art of poetry. And me, I get to be the one who's lived these broken patterns, broken patterns of love with more rings than Saturn. So it's crazy that my pen is comfortable scribing about this craziness. Given into this mental madness, my heart is locked up in a psych ward with not one but two straitjackets as a reward for falling in love with her. The crazy part was thinking it would be forever. The emotional connection and feeling of the lost love has my heart writing more art than the actual being crazy, madly in love commitment part. So here I go, trying not to lose my mind, while my quill keeps being dipped in blood to find that this brokenness of craziness has me inking almost every day about the pain of heartbreak. I know I have more to give. I'm just not willing to let her take. And that's that piece.
Yeah. There's a couple of different things that gets me with this piece. One of which, writing rhyme patterns expressing broken hearts from one brother to the world who appreciates the art of poetry. And me, I get to be the one who's lived these broken patterns of love with more rings than Saturn. Shit. That right there, that's the whole piece for me. That's the whole piece for me. And I know we do these types of pieces and love and whatnot, but this right here, this says something, brother. Mm.
Thank you, good brother.
Mm. I digs that a lot. I like that. And since this is the craziest, and I'm not going to ask everyone this tonight, but I got to ask my co-host. Where was your mind state, and where was you when you wrote this?
I actually wrote this today, and I was just thinking about all of the craziest things that I've ever been through in life. And the reason why I say heartbreak is the craziest thing for me is because I never truly ever in my mind conceived that I would ever go through heartbreak. Because I just thought that I was too good of a person to experience it. And life has shown me otherwise, that I am not exempt from heartbreak. So that's why it was crazy for me, because in my mind, I just never would be me. So that's where my headspace was, is, dang, it is me. And that's crazy.
Man, it's always the cat and kitten that's like, nah, I don't deserve this. And that shouldn't happen to me. But the funny thing about God, we all know that God got a sense of humor. And sometimes God is like, I'm preparing you for somebody, but in the meanwhile, I got this joke for you. It's going to hurt, but this is going to be hilarious when you see what's on the other side of what I got prepared for you. In the meanwhile, booyah, take that. Hold that for a second. Because what you're about to go through is going to prepare you for what you're about to get. You just ain't there yet.
I ain't there yet.
You go on ahead and have some fun. Me and these angels, we're going to be over here laughing.
Right.
I feel the same way. Because I'm constantly talking to God, and I know God got my dad and my brother and one of my uncles with him, and he's like, come over here. You got to see what I'm about to do to your son, John. Watch. And as soon as it happens and God is laughing and slapping his leg, my dad is like, why you keep doing that to him? And God is like, your son is hilarious. Look at him. So I'm of the opinion that we're being prepared for something great on the other side of this heart, of all that heartache. So we put up with it.
Yeah.
And we deal with it. We know we're not going to tolerate, and we know what the beautification of actual love is about to look like when she finally slips on that glass slipper and says, I've been waiting for you. What took you so long?
Absolutely.
That'll be a show.
Yeah, man.
So,
that'll
I dig this piece, bro.
Brother, thank you, bro. You know, I really don't like talking about myself or my pieces that often, but or for a long period of time. But we're not going to just sit here with me. I need to hear from you. I need to hear what is the craziest that's ever inspired your ink. And we missed you too. You know, we have missed you.
I've had some adventures, bro, but this, what I'm about to tell you is a true story. All right? I'm just talking to you, Van. So don't tell nobody what I'm about to tell you, okay? I'm just talking to you. So don't tell nobody.
Be our little secret. Be our little secret.
Just between boys, all right? This is just between the fellas. All right? Batman and Wolverine is having a conversation. This is a true story, man. So let me go on and get on down.
All right, go ahead and get on down, bro.
As I said, man, it's a true story. So she calls me up late one night out of a sound sleep and said, what are you doing? I got a surprise for you. Baby, wake up. Not really reprimanding, yet oh so demanding. She wanted to hear, and she wanted me to hear what she was doing. She said she's a bit tipsy after a night of sippy, and judging by the way she was talking, she didn't have to admit, but I could tell by her heavy breathing that she was touching it, rubbing it in circles, sliding one then two fingers inside of her warmth. So she began telling me really dirty stories of way back when then the heavy breathing got heavier, the moans and memories started telling me things that she loves while she's still on her knees. Give me a bird's eye view of by ear of how dirty she could possibly be, how she could really be, and later on looked like these were pictures of me. Because of all the things she wanted to do to me, then she let out a soft moan, and I heard her bed squeak. I heard her bed buck. She said that she loved touching her nana, but she really wanted to fuck. But since I was in my place and just too far away, she wanted me to listen to her. So she reaches for a toy, and she started to play. This very night, she continued to have the nerve to touch herself in places that I could only listen to. And I listened. And the more I listened, the more excited I got. Listening to her turn herself on had me even biting my bottom lip at the thought of what she could possibly be doing on the other end of that phone, waking me up in the middle of the dark night, listening to her scream loudly in heavy breathing climaxes in ways that she wouldn't do in person because of the fantasy of what she wanted to do. And it made it all so intense. As she murmured even louder during the rain of her crescendo that this is exactly where this was about to go, consistent with her heavy breathing, she said, "Damn, baby." Then she said, "Thank you." She loved these telecommunication orgasms. And since she was alone, the next thing I knew, there was nothing but dead silence on the other end of the phone. Because all she left me with besides these dirty thoughts was nothing but an old-fashioned dial tone. In peace.
Bro. Dang, Jay, she left you like...
True story.
She left you like that? I'm going to tell you, the part of this, true story, man, that got me, had me wondering was the part when you said, not really reprimanded, yet, oh, so demanding, and she wanted me to hear what she was doing, and then she left you with the dial tone. You didn't even get to reciprocate. Bruh, selfish.
She just hung up the phone on me, bruh.
Selfish.
Hung up the phone.
How could she be so evil? That's just evil.
Man, and this is before cell phones, so bruh, I got the real dial tone.
That's
you
just,
dig? I got the real dial tone.
That's just evil, Jay. Man, what's her number? I'm going to call her right now and tell her she owes you a full video do-over.
718-538-0814.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Be crazy if dial that number and a beautiful woman pick up and be like, hello. I'd be like, oh, my God. He really gave me her number. Hey, man, but that was...
She pick up the phone and be like, John Robinson gave you this number again. Tell him to stop handing out my number.
Right. But man, this was amazing ink, man. And even though it was a true story, this was an amazing piece of art, man. That took us on a journey. Man, I mean, it's painful, but it took us on a journey. I mean, it was erotic, but it took us on a journey. It was unfulfilling in the end for you, but it took us on a journey. And
that's
yeah.
Mm.
It was
crazy, a healthy,
bro.
And I'd never forget, this was a Thursday night about 3 o'clock in the morning. And she came home tipsy as hell. And she's like, wake up. And I was like, what? You all right? Just wake up. I'm like, you all right? Just wake up. And then it went from there.
She said just
came
home.
We had a long conversation. That's what I said.
She should have just came over. Just
left me with a dial tone, bro. And the illest part, she lived in Brooklyn, and I didn't see her for almost 2 years after that.
Are you serious?
I swear before God, I didn't see her for almost 2 years. We would always make plans to hook up, and it never happened. And all right, it just never came about.
Oh, wow.
And I bumped into her at an event I was spitting poetry at. And, you know.
Wow. Well, bro, I'm sorry that that happened.
Yes, sir.
We got
craziest thing ever happened, and it's by my poetry.
Call us. Hey, man, and I'm digging it, man. It's like I said, man, you need to call and tell you need a do-over. I mean, I would. I'd say you owe me that. Except this time I get to be pleasured, and you get to leave unfulfilled.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, let me. Don't mind these hand restraints. But anyway,
right.
I'm looking at the lineup and I'm seeing that the phones is on fire tonight, bruh.
Man, the Get Down family is here. The Epiphany family is here, and I just want to hear some of that fire ink that's inspired by craziness. What about you?
I am so hyped to hear it. Can't wait.
All right. Let's open up this first mic. Ladies and gentlemen, we got one half host of the Love Zone, one half host of Poetic Therapy, and one fourth host of the Soul Cafe Epiphany Zone, La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Miss Pearly. gentlemen, you know what? Y'all crazy as hell.
What did we do?
Let me tell you something. Lord have mercy is my shit. Okay, that's my shit. And I knew y'all was going to start talking about Chloe. I knew it. I'm dying. Y'all are crazy. Dope pieces. Very, very nice pieces.
Thank you.
Man, y'all crazy as hell. You ain't got no damn. What do we do?
Listen, Danielle, you don't need to understand. You don't need to understand. The last time I had a crush on a celebrity this bad, there's only been two.
Hold up.
One was Jessica Alba. Still got that crush. And the other one is Nia Long. I still got that crush.
I don't think I ever heard you talk about him the way you talk about him.
Yeah. Oh, I've talked about him. I've definitely talked about them both.
Van.
Yeah.
Nia Long is in Brooklyn, and Nia Long belongs to me.
J-Rap.
You can have the other lady.
J-Rap. Did you see me post a meme in the group that said, "She left for both of us. We boyfriends in laws. It's okay."
That is perfectly okay. The only thing I will say to you is clean up after yourself.
No problem.
Nia Long belongs to me.
Oh,
yeah.
Y'all crazy as hell.
We're going to have to have a talk about this because I feel like R. Kelly Usher coming on. We messing with
we're
the
gonna have to have
same
fun.
Girl. Same girl.
But we'll have a Paul McCartney, Michael Jackson.
Not the girl is mine.
Yes. The girl is mine. Yes, we will. And I'll be Michael.
No, Paul, I don't think you understand. I really don't think you understand.
That song is when Michael was a little bit more chocolate. So I'll be Michael, and you can be Paul.
Michael, I just don't believe that the girl is yours. She's mine. Michael, she's definitely mine.
But
J-Rob, the wise son, has a question for you.
Okay.
La Pearl Negra.
Yeah.
Do you love me?
No. That's not the question. The question for tonight is... I'm sorry.
It's almost irresistible not to say.
I'll tell you. But tonight, beloved, Van and I would like to know, what is the craziest thing that has ever inspired your poetry?
Whew. I've had so many crazy things that inspired me, but one of the craziest ones is abandonment.
Speak to it. Is your piece locked and loaded?
It is.
Sweetheart, let me and Van step out of the way and let you have that conversation with the microphone. You go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. This is called The Broken Lover Who Forgot How to Love Me. I always have and will love deep and sacrifice. The only way I know how. Besides, how do you turn off unconditional love? We all want to be sculpted by that sculptor with eyes to see deeper than the light shining within. The one who cuts our woes away and accentuates the everlasting magic we were created and truly meant to be. I may have left my mark, but he left a scar.
And all along the signs were there. I heard the words but wouldn't accept the change. I even took the blame when it wasn't my fault. I foolishly believed he watched me walk through my storms as I navigated nefarious energies. He would see my strength as a reason enough to stay. I gave him my smile, my heart, and soul, and he still left me here alone without a thing to hold. He just forgot how to love me. See, whenever you give your heart freely, there's no guarantee it will be treated right. Through all that, I learned my lesson and abandoned my codependency. So I am no longer baited now into low vibrational entities that do not serve for my highest good. My presence enhances and complements the situation. I said peace.
My God.
Could you do me a favor?
My God.
You got
Van, she's got to say that last line again.
Yes, I'm thinking the same thing. I am thinking the
cool.
same
thing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, please.
Okay.
That last line.
Okay. So I no longer am baited now into low vibrational entities that do not serve for my highest good. My presence enhances and complements the situation.
Damn. That's like, listen, I'm not entertaining anything that can't enter this hemisphere with positive energy. Your sun will shine in the west first.
It's the whole presence enhances the situation.
Right.
Any situation. My presence enhances.
Mm-hmm.
Not the key there is not add to, not subtract, but enhances, which means,
right.
brother, just me being here is already going to make it better. So you better recognize.
That's right. That's right. You should be an enhancer. You should compliment whomever it is. Or whatever it is going on. That's the way it is. All for real said.
Yeah.
Playing with y'all.
This is some dynamic ink right here. And La Perla Negra, you spit it so beautifully. I love it.
Thank you.
Love it.
The first time I read it, because I just wrote it not too long ago. I was nervous. I'm like, please don't stumble off your words.
When do you ever stumble over your words?
Oh, please, plenty of times. I tremble. I stumble. I just camouflage
like
very
a cookie,
well.
Like a cookie, we all crumble.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. You stop it, Van.
Yep.
I'm sorry. It must be an atmosphere for poets because I just feel it, you know.
That's what's up.
Now, before we send you to the Get Down dance floor, do you mind letting the Epiphany Radio Universe know where you are?
I don't mind at all. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am in Poetic Therapy with my crazy awesome co-host, Stan the Man Phillips. Monday nights, alternating with Raw with Rain. I am 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe. I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, essentially Jeanine, who does an awesome job on the event page, and Poetic. And Wednesday night, I am 1/2 host of the Love Zone, where I'm in here with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. My topic's up in the air, as usual. But I'm sure y'all going to love what we come up with. So y'all come on by
it's
and see like you're caught up in the love zone.
you know.
Oh, yes, it
Thank
is.
So
it
much.
Is going to be delicious.
Is that, is, Yeah, so y'all just come up with a love song, okay? We don't know what the topic is just yet, but we know that it's coming, so just come on in the love.
And it's going to be delicious.
Absolutely delicious.
Now, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that. Now,
You're welcome.
Want me to pick the topic? No. But. Dynamics from last night. J-Rob, you got to breathe like that, brother. I mean, I know she's fine, but you got to breathe like that, brother.
I'm just saying. Close the door.
Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the Get Down Dance for La Pearl, One Love, One Mic.
One Love, One Mic.
Wow.
Open the door.
You showing off, J-Rob. You showing off, brother. Next up on the mic, we got...
Who we got, bro?
You never believe this, but we got a one-half host of Raw with Rain and one-fourth host of the Soul Cafe. She runs the event page. Ladies and gentlemen, Epiphany's own, essentially, Janice.
You lying.
I'm not lying. Here she go. Here she is in the flesh.
Hello. Are you two? Hey, J-Rob.
Hello,
hey,
beautiful. How you doing?
I was going to say
I'm
hello, beautiful, first.
Amazing. Aww.
Too late. Too
Hi,
late.
Essentially.
You missed.
Hey. Listen, so that playlist at the beginning was so dope. I need all of the titles and all of the artists, please. Thank you.
You got it. I got you. You doing okay?
I'm having a good night, too. Thank you for asking.
Oh, my God.
She did.
See, that wasn't even directed towards any person.
I'm straight kidding. I'm straight kidding.
I mean, I'm no Chloe, but, I mean.
Girl, Chloe ain't you.
I mean,
let's get it right. Chloe ain't you.
Hold on. But booty so big, say Lord, have mercy.
I'm done. Whew. I'm done.
My God.
Bruh.
My God. Sorry.
Bruh, let me tell you something. Essentially, Janice is so fine. In the creation process, God told all the angels, y'all need to come over here and watch what I'm finna do. Y'all need to come over here and watch what I'm finna do. Normally, the angels are like, what is it now? God damn, you did that?
Oh, my God.
Right.
And you can see
Lucifer, the fallen angel, talking about, oh, here he is showing off again.
I used to be in heaven, too. I used to be in heaven. I'm just saying.
It was so good to hear you. Question for you for this evening.
Yes.
What is the craziest thing that has ever inspired your ink?
All right. So I love sci-fi. And there was this one particular weekend where when I watch sci-fi, I watch a marathon. So this particular weekend, I watched Cloverfield Lane,
okay.
Signs, and the beginning of the original V miniseries.
Yes.
Then, I know, right? And then later that weekend, I was having a conversation about dating and then the games that sometimes get played in my brain. Put those two things together.
Ooh.
And when I wrote, well, I wrote from the perspective of an alien.
Yes. Okay, me and J-Rod won't get out the way because I'm a sci-fi nut. So we're getting out the way.
Really?
And you go ahead.
Yeah, I'm getting out the way.
Get on down.
All right. So the title of this is We Were Monstrous.
Thank you.
We were monstrous. We self on the sky of dark, burning through lives. Oh, the hearts we struck without giving one fuck. We came for cliches of life's sources we drained. Dead bodies of water, especially the quiet ones. Those rang no alarm. Were but prey, so we charmed with claims like we come in peace. We mean no harm. In fact, we were kings. We were industrious, a thriving collective with reflective dark eyes, penetrating jawlines. We were but curious, precariously falling. Essentially, Johnny.
Ain't no way that piece was that short. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Ain't no way. Van. Ain't no way. I'm like, oh, don't end it. Don't end it. Don't stop. Don't. Okay.
This is one of those joints when she's giving it to you just, and then all of a sudden, it's like when a woman is sitting on your lap and she's just slowly grinding on you, and when you're about to try to kiss her, she kisses you passionately, real hard, and then she gets up and says,
gets up,
"With the tease,
you gotta go home now.
You gotta go home."
Like, what?
I told myself I wasn't gonna do this, and
my mother's coming.
Really going to place? Yeah, you gotta go. You gotta go.
My mother's on her way. My mother's on her way to my house, so you can't be here.
Y'all are crazy.
Yeah, this was Fire Inc. The musical accompaniment enhanced it. Darn you, Darnell, with that one enhancement. but this was some beautiful ink, and I appreciate the vividness of your mind and how you went through that process and those two things together. I've seen everything that you're talking about.
Playing weird things, yeah. Oh, look, so you know the scene at the end of Cloverfield where they have that whole movie, and then in the background you see the ship fall into the water? That was like the first line.
Yep.
Yeah, that's where the first line came from.
I seen all of what you were talking about except for Cloverfield Lane, so now I have to watch that. I saw all the other
You never saw Cloverfield?
I've saw Cloverfield, but she
I haven't
said
seen the,
Clover,
one
the second one, Cloverfield Lane. I haven't seen the third one either, but yeah. But I definitely appreciate where the piece came from, because I think this piece reminds me of a cross between the species movies. In one instance, you have this beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have the words of the alien. So, yeah, I dig this.
Mm-hmm.
I dig this.
Okay.
Love it. Thank you. Now, before we send you over to the dance floor, let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
And don't make it sound so sexy.
Good luck
oh,
with
man.
That.
I live alone over here.
Okay, so this Monday is the Soul Cafe at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, hosted by Pharrell the Poet Douglas, La Perla Negra, Poetic, and I will be running the event page. The following Monday is Raw with Rain and the Spotlight, I believe. That is also 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but we will be announcing who we are spotlighting probably midweek. That's all I have. Back to you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor so that you can go ahead and we can watch you work.
Work it like you do. Work it like you do.
I'm sorry.
Please walk over to the bar slowly.
Yes, so
very,
very slow. Yeah. One love, one mic.
Don't mind me.
Baby, just don't mind me. But in your mind, definitely be like waiting at Hector. Ooh, I hope we're not watching me walk away. Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the dance floor, essentially Janice. Thank you, love. Man, two dynamic pieces back to back, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
This is brilliant. This is brilliant. Are we ready for the next artist to grace the mic?
So ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have freestyle, lyrical engine, Mr. Automatic, charismatic. What's up, bro?
I'm chill, man. I had a break, you know, from truck driving. Didn't get my load, so I thought I'd do some poetry, man. You know?
That's what's up.
Absolutely. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Glad to have you.
I got two of my Go-Go brothers.
Go-Go brother. You beat me to it,
man. Come on,
man.
Wait till you check out the event page. I got some good new Go-Go for you.
Oh, all right. Hold up now. Don't let me get to the two-step. You know, I can't work like I used to, man. I can't dance like I used to. But I can do something.
That's
as long as you
bro.
Can do something, brother, it's all good.
Yeah, all good. So my Go-Go brother, J-Rob, has a question of the evening for you, my brother.
All right.
Young man, my question to you is, what is the craziest thing that's ever inspired your poetry?
Oh. Wow.
And since you are the freestyle fanatic, Van and I are going to take a step back, let you get on down. And do what you do when you do what you do with that voodoo that you do.
Right, my thing would be, I would say Black Revolutionary. I mean, that's what I talk about a lot. So I'm going to do a poem called Take the Wheel. Freestyle. All right. Okay. In this case, I couldn't replace the vision of the once upheld. Open the gates. Flooded on disciplinary action. Being told what you can't do. Segregated thoughts leave you from being in a equal place, but integrating with something that may destroy us all. I take the veil so I can turn one direction to another direction. And I feel like this freedom is going through an intersection. These days have headed. And I'm not trying to be brain dead. My words coming with a fist. I had to talk like this. I could not resist the situations that have been placed in the Black environment. So I guess to speak real loud is part of my requirement. Everything that I speak must be in the place of wisdom. Because when I'm driving, I have to drive with a rhythm to give that speech so I could drive and maybe reach to those who have been lost, to those that have listened to the ideas that are false at all costs. challenge with driving right into the right lane. Sometimes I go to the right, to the left. And when there's nothing left, from my breath until my death. Then I break the chains and I speak to my black people. And we are the people. We are as one. Open up the gateway and let me drive. Let me drive the bus. Let me be like Spike Lee. Let us be like it was God Almighty. In the breath that everything is like the premiere. My voice is so clear and we are driving in this hemisphere. We should not be bowed down to the slave. And everything that we are driving, we won't drive to the grave. Because we have to, like, buckle our seatbelts. And what has we have felt that tried to knock us down, but we still keep driving. So if you are real with what I'm saying and what I'm displaying, just take the wheel so you can feel what I absolutely feel. It's automatic, charismatic, the little wrench. Till you get us into my lamp, I will drive.
Feel what you feel when you feel what is real. I'm digging that. I'm digging that. I'm straight digging it. What say you, Van Meadows?
Yo, I mean, if Black Revolutionary has caused him to write, you know, this and, or freestyle this because it's the craziest thing that inspired his ink, who am I to argue with his art? This was a good piece, bro, and I appreciate you for coming through and spitting it and just being transparent with it, my go-go brother.
I'm so busy all the time. I try to come on, you know, when I can, you know what I mean? Shoot, my queen just called me. I said, baby, you know, I had to ask her so I could do a little poetry, you know, I get permission.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro.
Rocking with my go-go brothers now.
That's it, bro. That's it, bro. But
that's the part. There you go.
we don't want to get you in no more trouble, though, bro. So we're going to keep it moving. We're going to send you on a dance floor. You can only dance for like 5 minutes, bro, and then you got to make that call back. All right, brother?
Yeah, you know what?
And listen, I put something in the chat room for you, man. I put some Dougie Fresh and Chuck Brown in there for you with their new single.
Oh, wind me up, Chuck.
Come on now. You head on down to that dance floor and take a listen, good brother.
All right, my brother.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Mr. Automatic Charismatic, my go-go brother on his way to the dance floor. One love, one mic, bro.
Well, I will, Mike.
Man, you hear that, brother? That brother said he had to get permission from the queen.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yes, indeed.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. If you're listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here so we can invite you in and have a discussion with you around what is the craziest thing that has ever inspired your ink. J-Rob, how you feeling, bro?
Mm-hmm. Man, listen, if I was feeling any better, I'd go outside in my shorts and sneakers, no T-shirt, singing "I Feel Clean." Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
I know that's right, bro.
How are you feeling? Here's the question.
I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling great, man. We got plenty of poets here, man, and I'm enjoying what the night is giving to us. You know, the poetry gods are allowing our audience to come through and just share the craziest things, man. And it turned out to be some beautiful ink that's been shared here, man. And I am happy. I am pleased.
In honor of the way that you feel, I'm going to put that song in the event page just for you. Just for you.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Now, are we ready to keep this party going?
Am I ever?
Man, well, listen, we got coming up here. We got an honorable Sir Lawrence. Of course, we affectionately call him Sir. What's good with you, sir?
Salute, sir. Yeah, I was muted. Yeah, salute to both of y'all. Everything's on the one, man.
Yes, sir.
Everything's on
yes,
the
sir.
One.
Yes, sir.
Brother.
Yeah. You know.
We appreciate
like I say,
you, bro.
You know, we show yes, and we appreciate the platform for real.
Indeed.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
So, sir, first,
indeed.
How you doing, brother? How are you?
Man, I feel good enough to explode.
I'm digging that. I like
yes,
that
sir.
Energy. On that frame and that energy, Van Meadows has a question.
Indeed.
My brother, what is the craziest thing that has inspired your ink? And go ahead and we're going to step back and let you get on down with that.
Oh, okay. Immaterial. Skinning in the skin I'm in, uncoupled from using unused portions of my brain, reconnecting with Mother Earth, feeling her like fingers between my toes, letting the earthing begin. It's getting 30, and we won't hesitate to go completely against the natural order. How is it everything man has made has to be grounded to her, convincing us, the ones this earth gave birth, to shun her because everything about her is an inconvenience? Sir Lawrence.
Go ahead,
everything
man.
About her is an inconvenience, bruh.
Yo,
bruh, that's a deep thought right there, bro. That's a deep thought right there.
Yes, sir.
Dare I say, definitely the craziest thought I've ever heard. For sure. For sure. Why, son?
Everything about her is an inconvenience. Listen, bruh. I sat listening to this, and all I do is lean back and smile. I'm like, give it to him. Give it to him, bruh. Give it to him. I dig this.
Sir.
I need this. I want to recite a couple of these lines to somebody.
I know that's right.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, I got pissed
look,
off.
Look, Jay, and try not to get slapped in the process. What you mean I'm inconvenienced?
Yeah, exactly.
After
she pop you, you're like, did she just, with the high pitched project voice.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes, I did.
I loved it.
Loved every minute of it.
Yeah, man.
Come here, girl. You want to smack something? Come here.
Yeah. See.
Wow. Really, man? That's where we going?
That's where we at.
Okay, wait. You ready? I'm It's a freebie, okay? I probably shouldn't even do this on the air, but it's a freebie. Ready?
Yes.
Yeah. I walked in the store, and I saw Sweet. I said, you know, like the overstole line, she looked like she ought to be with me.
Mm.
So I walked up to her, and I said, hey, excuse me, what's going on? She said, everything's fine. She said, what's new? I said, well, did I tell you about the time I wanted to flirt with you that you wanted to talk about something else? And she never recovered.
Whoa.
That's a dope line. That's a dope line.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
She never recovered, man. She never recovered. And I kept trying. I said, hey, well, let's start over. She never recovers. I thought, I'll be back.
I loved it.
Wow. Absolutely, bro. For sure. For sure, Sir Lawrence. For sure. My good brother.
Man, I just do me, man. That's all I can. What do you say? I do me because everybody else takes it.
I know that's right.
That's not mine. I borrowed that one.
That's okay. We can all borrow that.
We can all borrow that one. Sure.
Like, I'm going to just sit here and do me because it seems like everyone else is taking.
Everyone else is taking. Yeah.
Everyone else is taking. Yeah. Everyone else is taking. So I'm going to just do me.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, my good brother, I'm going to send you one over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can show them. Now you done show them what your ink do. Now you got to show them what your moves do.
Oh, man. I'm gonna see if I can copy some Bruno Mars. How about that?
Hey, brother, get on down and do it, bro. Just don't have that. Just don't have her smoking. Have you smoking out the window?
In, out the window.
For real.
All right, sir. Look, one love, one mic, brother.
one love, one mic.
Oh, man. That's a serious cat right there, man. That is a serious cat right there.
That's my man.
Yes, sir. Are we ready for the next artist to grace the mic, man? It's a brother that we haven't heard in a moment, and I'm so glad he's here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, next up, we got C-Double-30 Music, y'all. What's good, bro?
Fellas, how are you doing tonight, my brothers?
What's
man,
good, Playboy?
Good,
tonight's a good night.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. You know, I'm trying to keep myself from becoming James Evans, you know, after JJ was shot. I'm trying to be like that.
I just watched that clip. Shout out to Ed Burks. He posted that clip on his page, man. I watched that thing, man, and that thing gripped me, man. He's like, Florida, what kind of father am I to have to feel sorry for the man that shot my son?
Bro. That's at the Bro. Point where he realized that boy don't have a father to guide him.
He don't have a father
yep.
to guide him.
Yep.
And she and that yo, his mother really slapped him.
She really slapped him, bro. And told him
she
that
really
she
gave
hate
it to him.
And she hate him.
Woo!
Yes,
Woo!
Indeed. Yes, indeed. I'm gonna tell you, y'all have a great show tonight. I mean,
thank you, bro.
The Pearl and Negro coming with that Michelle and Dago cello vibe, and then the singing mm-hmm. Johnny's with that Janet Jackson mixed with Kim Fields vibe. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. I'm done. I'm just done.
Mm-hmm. Both of them sounded like a
you
whole
know
cup
it.
Of tender love and care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mixed with some, come here and give me some.
That just ain't right.
But you know, you know I'm messed up because like my man is smoking out the window. He's like, I hope they got everything they're searching for, but I also hope they walk in these streets barefooted. Watch out!
Yeah.
Oh man, that's dope.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But my brother, C Double, J Rob has a question for you.
I'm prepared.
C Dubs.
Yes.
Good brother.
Yes.
What is the craziest thing that has ever inspired your poetry? And before you get into that, is your piece locked and loaded, brother?
Yes, it is.
Van, step back for a second. Step to the left. Step to the left. All right. Hey, listen.
Got it.
Me and Van are going to step back, brother, and we want you to take that piece, go on ahead, and get on down.
Well, the answer to the question, big, humongous breasts, but other than that, this is the poem called Dissolution of a Poet's Marriage. I'm adulterous. Mine eyes wander with lust. That's how I got you in the hunt. You have a way with words that stuns the mental progress to a halt. My infidelity is blasting in high fidelity definition stereo, surround sound television equipped with sub-bass woofers and tweeters that reveals how deceitful I'd be if my queen was poetical and angelic. Her pretty wings would be clipped, so I shall not write her murder epitaph. I consider this person very important, but I would miss having her clutch in L.A. her pearls, which would have negative effects if I say within the immunity while I shoot the J, I do. Although I'd be hypnotized on the west side listening to symphonies of Aji. And yet my sister warned me of their storm through her genius. Stop letting these sisters with voices rain down on me. Essentially, poetry is my mistress. When I kiss her lips, it's kismet. Nerves awaken in my kidneys until we're breaking dishes in the kitchen, getting animalistic and primal, screaming loud passions of excitement, gluttonous from the peaks of climax. I lose track of my vicinity and where the time went. Now I have regrets. What have I done to my bride-to-be? If my fiancé finds out, her departure would snuff my life out decisively. I'm hiding secrets strong enough for this man, but what I made for this poetess was the promise of stability by putting her on this pedestal, knowing she's imperfect and could never fulfill all my needs. Treating her like an adult store blow-up doll, an everyday prostitute, so I can receive her gifts while shooting my gift, not respecting who she is as a poet, would be selfish and love never wins in this situation. So I could never be devoted to marrying a poet because it would show my inner struggles to lust for freaking others under the covers. And let's admit, you want some of this pen dipped in your inkwell continuously, but my failure to commit would cause emotional injuries. Forgive me, please, but I must refuse your proposal. Beautiful as you are, I couldn't marry you, poet, because I am one. C-34 music in stereo. Forget about the game. I'm going to spit the truth. I'm going to back away from this microphone. And just to let you know, she'll love it too. That's that piece.
Damn.
Boom.
Brother said, poetry is my mistress.
Yeah. Yeah. I caught something else there. I caught something
what
else.
What'd you catch?
I caught all of the poetry females that you gave homage to in this piece, along with SWV.
Oh, man, I tried to slip that past y'all.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Listen. You do understand that we are poets who like poetry, who love poetry, especially when it comes to cadence, rhyme schemes, words, nouns, metaphors, verbs. And my brother, you used them beautifully in this piece. And I was sitting here listening like, no, he's not. And every time you said another poet's name, I said, yes, he is. And you bodied this piece. So, yo, this is Phenomenal Ink right here, bro. This is Phenomenal Ink. Phenomenal.
I thank you, my brother. I thank you so much.
Oh, man. Thank you.
I concur with
J-Rock.
I enjoyed this. I just enjoyed the piece from start to finish. But
mm-hmm.
That piece, that line just got me where you hit the poetry. He paused, inhaled, and then told you, poetry is my mistress.
Yep. And not to mention, I can't marry you because I am one. Man, yo. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, C double.
That's
You've
just too
missed.
Much competition right there, bro.
You've been missed, bro. Mm. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. And I'm glad you're doing better, Poetic. That's what I wanted to say
sir,
to you.
Brother. Thank you, man. When you got sick kids, man, let me tell you something. When you got sick kids, it ain't nothing as a parent that you don't want to do than take away their illness and make them better. Except I did it, like, for real. But I'm definitely better. Thank you, good brother. I'm definitely better. I appreciate you.
All right, no problem. I mean, I had some castor oil and hot sauce in my bag if you needed it. I could send it.
No.
Feeling better now. Look at that. You sound like
I'm
your name is Tumble now. Look at that.
Listen, you sound like 13. You sound like a brand-new 13-year-old. No.
Not in my house.
See, now y'all feel better now. See how that works?
Yes, sir.
I'm good.
Absolutely. Well, brother, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor so we can continue with the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
Okay, I'm going to do Ozone, do the snake, and that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, man. Get it in.
There you go.
Get it on.
All right. One love,
Say
one mic to the both of you.
One love, one mic. C-Devil 34 Music. Oh, man, that brother's dope, man. That brother is dope. AJ Rapp. J-Rock.
Sir.
We got another caller. We got another poet. And guess who that poet be?
Ooh.
Well, I'm just gonna bring her in because that poet be Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, my loves. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I am good.
Hey, Miss Lips. So,
hey, baby.
How you doing, girl?
I'm good.
Don't tell Van I'm trying to say hello to you. Shh.
It's our secret.
That's it.
Okay.
How you doing?
Do it with you. Did you get it yet?
The show is fire.
My secret. Oh, sorry. I went someplace.
This guy.
The show is fire tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, now you're
thank
here.
Thank you for
it's
tuning in,
fire.
And thank you for pressing
it's
one.
More fire-er.
I like that.
Really, Van? That part?
That part. But listen, Miss Lips, I do have a question for you for the evening.
Okay.
Please tell us, and once you're ready to give your answer, we're going to get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down. But what is the craziest thing that has ever inspired your ink? So allow us to move to the side, and you go ahead and get on down.
So this piece I wrote a while ago, and it was inspired by a news story. And I do want to put out a trigger warning. It was Easter weekend of 2015, and an entire family was not seen and for 8 whole days before they figured out what was going on. And this is the story of what happened. I heard on the news today that a father and his 7 kids, ages 6 to 16, were discovered dead in their home. The last time anyone can recollect seeing any of them was 8 days prior. Now, I'm not talking about no big city. This is a small town full of nosy people who can tell you when Mr. James down the street had a couple young girls over his house Saturday night, and child, you should have heard the noise they was making kind of folks. So how, in a town where your privacy is only a perception, can a family of 8 never leave their house, don't show up to school or work, and here's the big one, go through Easter weekend with 7 children unseen? You see, this family was struggling. The power was off in the house, and Daddy was doing this alone because the news said Mama didn't live there. Daddy had hooked up a gas generator to try to maintain his home, but he had it inside so the neighbors wouldn't talk. So he started it up 8 days ago, fed and bathed his family, and they all went off to sleep, never to awaken again. Meanwhile, no one noticed. Miss Shirley crossed the street, didn't wonder why the car hadn't moved. Mr. James never noticed that Daddy wasn't doing no yard work. None of the kids' friends called or stopped by. The schools never checked on the unexplained absences of 7 siblings, and I know there had to be several kids in each school because there's only 2 primary and 1 high school in this community. Only Dad's boss noticed his absence. So the cops went into the home, and they found the bloated, cold bodies of what was once a struggling but happy family. Whole days. And no one knows how or why. Did they go quietly or suffer all at once, or did some see the demise and couldn't manage to do anything to help anyone or themselves? Did anyone see or hear anything that could have helped but did nothing? We'll never know. It's just a sad reflection of disconnection and a so-called connected world. Poem.
I need a moment.
That's heavy.
I remember hearing about this story.
I lived around the corner from these people.
As a father, it hurt when I heard it.
Yeah.
Because here this man was trying to take care of his family, doing the best he could. And I remember asking God, why did he allow it? It's just one of those things where you try to understand, you try to make peace with it. And I too wondered, you know, if they suffered. I wondered if there was pain.
Yeah.
And there was nothing I could do but just weep, to be honest.
Yeah.
Other than pray.
Yeah, and I did attend the funeral. And to see all of those coffins in a circle because they had one big funeral for the entire family. It was devastating.
Yeah.
Yeah, and 6 years hence, the house was torn down. The lot was left empty for quite some time. And then this year, with the help of the community, they've created a community garden on that lot now. And they're feeding the neighbors who are unable to afford their groceries. And so they've turned it into a memorial garden for that family.
Mm. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for sharing and keeping their memories alive in your ink. It's just sad. J-Rob got dropped, got kicked off, but I'm sure he would share those same sentiments because when you lose a family like that, and it, wow, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm gonna get you on over to the Get Down dance floor. So you know, stick around, enjoy the remainder of the show, and do a couple of dances. Get out that corner and do a couple of dances. All right.
You step over there with Sir Lawrence.
All right now, Sir Lawrence, you're on her way, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Wow. Just some crazy ink. Crazy story that inspired that ink, but so necessary. Next up on the mic, while we wait for J-Rob to get back, we got area code 929. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello?
Hey, now you're unmuted. Hello. Who do we have on the mic?
Hi, mentor. Hi, wise one.
How are you? How you doing?
I'm good.
Good, good. Good to hear you. Good to hear you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know where J-Rob is, but he'll be back momentarily. We'll wait for him to come back. But, what is the craziest thing that has inspired your ink?
My life.
Oh, I love it. Oh, yes, I love it. Well, look. We're going to give you the mic and let you go ahead and get on down. The mic is yours.
All right. So the name of this poem is called Crackhead. I was a crackhead a long time ago. It was so unreal, I thought I was in a show. Now, you might think that this poem is about crack, but it's not. I just want to state a couple of facts. Yeah, I use the word crackhead so very much. But the drug usually comes after the touch. You know the one that happened when I was 9, when I tried to tell someone they said I was lying. Now I'm older and being touched again. Nobody to talk to because I ain't got no friends. So I take off and begin to hit the street. The touch is different now. I'm just getting beat. Black eyes, belt buckles while I'm balled up in a curl, while the punches keep landing, my head in a twirl. And by the way, I know what you just read, but I'm going to keep going because I've yet to become your crackhead. Now I'm just another statistic. You know the type. Young black girl dating every Tom, Harry, and Mike. Everyone just thinking I'm nothing but a hoe. But here's the reality. I had nowhere to go. So what you saw was all in your head. All I really wanted was a nice warm bed. So while you were tooting up your nose and acting like a boss, you would never understand what being homeless costs. Losing all your confidence and having no self-esteem. Trying to feel pretty, but that's just a dream. Not even 21 yet, broken, damaged, and destroyed. People playing with your emotions like they're nothing but a toy. So, yes, when someone said I'd feel better if I just took one hit, my mind said, cool, I had enough of this shit. So I took it, and life number two began to take its course. I won't go into details, but let me tell you, the devil lost. So I'm tired now, and I'm going to go to bed. But I want you to remember this poem before you call someone a crackhead.
Oh, my God. You know, I admire you for this piece. I admire your transparency. I admire your vulnerability. I admire your truth.
Thank you.
I lost both of my aunts to drugs. And
I'm so sorry.
Hearing this reminds me of the pain that one goes through. And oftentimes it's an unspoken pain because some people are just not listening. Some people just don't want to hear. They don't want to listen. They don't want to speak. They don't care. And you said in the piece, you just wanted a warm bed.
Okay.
You just wanted a warm bed. And I felt your passion in this piece. Oh, my God. Wow.
Thank you.
J-Rob, did you hear this piece?
Not fully, bro. I caught the beginning of it before I had to log off, unfortunately.
Man. We're going to need you to post that in the event page. Are you on the event page?
I don't know, but I will send it to my mentor.
Okay, good. J-Rob, we should send it to you. Get it posted in the
event
page. Man.
Well, actually, you have it. But I'll send it to you again.
Please?
I sure will.
Thank you, beloved.
I sure will. You're very welcome.
This is amazing,
and,
Ink, and I thank you.
Oh, thank y'all for the platform.
Absolutely.
Right.
You're welcome here. You know you're more than welcome here all the time, anytime, all the time.
Yeah, stop playing, girl.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to get you onto the Get Down dance floor. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show, okay?
Okay. Y'all be blessed. Have a good night.
Thank you.
You too, beloved.
Okay.
Man. I don't know how much more I can take Miss Lips with that sad piece and then see with her testimonial piece that was painful but beautiful and true. Bro.
Yes, sir.
I love it, though. I love the authenticity of each piece. I do. I really do. Man, are you ready to keep this party going, bro?
Am I ever?
Listen.
Yes, sir.
We got none other next up other than CEO of DSR. Ladies and gentlemen, we got the Rakim of our time, King Spade, DJ King Spade in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Yo, what's up, man?
Yeah,
I had to
bro?
Do it.
Hey, that's all right. All right. That's all right. That's all
you
right.
You know, y'all called me right here. I'm in my little mini studio, and I was thinking before I go to work on these videos, these little promotions, let me check out the Get Down, see what's going on. Yeah, man, y'all getting real deep over here, man.
Sometimes it comes through. And thank you for tuning in, bro. It's been a minute.
Absolutely.
How are you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's been a little while since I came over here. It felt like I picked the right night to come through.
Indeed.
Indeed. Indeed. King Spade, my good brother. J-Rob, the wise son, got something he want to ask you, good brother.
Good brother.
All right.
King.
Yes, sir.
What do you think? No, no, no. Let me ask this right, because I ain't trying to get fired tonight. So the question is, what is the craziest thing that has ever inspired your poetry?
Yeah, that's a good question right there. I'm going to say, not to take the other poet's answer, I'm going to say pieces of my life, things I've seen that happened in the street in good old Philly, PA. It's a lot of crazy things. I just saw on the news that a child was left in the parking lot of a Checkers, and it was an Amber Alert on Tuesday night, and I'm thinking, damn, I'm taking my trash out, and I'm looking up at helicopters over top. It made me wish I wrote something to that. That's a future piece right there. You know? Yeah, so, yeah, stuff like that, man. Parts in Philadelphia, what they call the Badlands. You know, there's all kinds of stories going behind those dark corners, those alleys.
Yeah, man.
Sir. Sir.
Well, my good brother, by any chance, is your piece locked and loaded?
Yes, sir.
Then my good brother, me and Van are going to step to the side, and we're going to let you grab the mic. I want you to go on ahead and get on down.
All right. The name of this piece is called Cold Pavement. The street is a cold place. Who am I to talk like this? You can call me a bystander who happens to be a poet / lyricist. Passing by caution tape, white chalk outlines, blood-stained concrete, crack vials still flowing in the wind passing down the street. No, never was a drug dealer, but had a hustle and laid hours to make ends meet. Bootlegger, witness many things through these eyes. On a late night, you can hear a few victims cry. See a pimp pimping the unlucky, telling his lies, do or die on many minds just to survive. Controversy in the veins, instigators provoking their lies. Friends and family becoming your worst enemies. One issue could be over your girl. 70% of the world's disputes futile. At the end of the day, 90% problems solved with loot. You can tell when something's wrong when a 70-year-old woman gets shot up for robbing banks. This guy kills his own kid just for being pissed at his girl. Robberies at convenience stores never go out of style. Some lives are spent instead of paying rent. Drug addicts need to feed that demon fiend within. Rape equals stupidity, a sick fetish that most make come to life. I gotta ask, what's the reason you married your wife? Or why, though, sorry to say, there are prostitutes in the street. Maybe rapists get off on torturing the weak. Did lightning strike? Thoughts saw a flash. Bullet shell remains of the aftermath. Shots exchanged, the reason the turf war, the officer explained. Sounds of sirens in the ghetto, just a normal thing, like when a school bell rings. Some cops on the take, and their mind just protecting was mine. A shield becomes an excuse in certain areas, death and abuse. Chinese food stores on the corner becoming drug booths. I remember back in high school, I was showed a gun. Asked how you got past the metal detectors. Heard a laugh which explained they were obsolete. The United States helps immigrants get welfare, place to stay. They come over here, they got it made. Build their own business from the ground up. Immigrants call us lazy. The Americans who've been here stiff by government and political shit. In all international language, we all know life can be a bitch. Instigators start wars for little shit. Out of nowhere, someone's called a bitch. Manhood threatened, starting to feel an itch. Did it make the papers? No. It's just another dead black youth. No, I was never a saint. But the truth is the truth. And that's always from DSR. damn day.
Yo. Yo. This is straight power.
Yo. He spoke so much in his piece, man, about life and things going on. When I listen to a piece like this, it's crazy, and I'd be like, where do we begin to help heal our communities after I hear something like this? Where do we begin? DJ Kane Spade, Rakim, I appreciate you for being a voice of the community, for putting it out there, for issuing a wake-up call. My brother. My brother.
Agreed.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. Thanks, Mr. Meadows, man. You know, I mean, that's an old piece right there. I'm trying to remember when I wrote this thing. You know, might have been in my 20s when I wrote this. I think so.
It still sounds fresh and relevant today, brother. I'm letting you know right now.
Very. Very.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. You know, at first, I was going to do my other piece, but I did it on another Epiphany radio show, Renaissance over there, Keith Eric.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I think that piece, what was the name of that piece? I know y'all got other callers, but I'm trying to remember the name. It was a piece, yeah, called Poverty. You know, when y'all was asking people about those questions, that was the first piece that came to mind, was that poverty piece.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Nice. I like
it. Yeah. I love it. I love it. J-Rob, the wise son, what you think of that piece, bro?
I just thought this piece was absolutely powerful. Powerful and extremely moving because of the direction you took this in. I'm really, really, really blown away by it. And excuse me, the fact that you said you wrote this in your 20s, bro, it's still relevant to this very day because we're still dealing with those same issues, man. This was a very moving and powerful piece. So thank you for that.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. I mean, thanks for that deep feedback for my piece right there, man. You know, what's funny is I rarely spit this piece like that. I mean, because I feel like, you know, as a poet, we be evolving. Things change, different mindsets. And a lot of times when people hear me spit that piece, then they give me a different type of name or something. They be like, oh, he must have been a thug, or he must have been some kind of street person. I said what the hell I was in the middle, beginning of the piece. I said I was a bystander, a poet, a lyricist. Yeah, I never said I was a drug dealer. I sold some movies. I did bootleg, but don't tell the cops.
Right. Well, good brother. You kind of just did.
Well, yeah, I did. Tell myself. Download this damn radio.
you saw some things, and you saw some things.
Right. Yeah, right, There you go.
Somebody else was still in the movie. Somebody else was. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's.
There you go.
That's what happened. That's what happened.
That's exactly what happened. You saw some things and you saw some things.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No government names were said.
That's right. It was not. Not at all. But now, my brother, before we send you over to the Get Down dance floor, man, let everybody know what is happening in DSR.
What is happening in DSR, man? Well, Monday night, we got DSR Presents Full Purpose Pens with your host, Mr. Boston, talking about the power of knowledge through poetry. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be an open mic show. That's 10:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday night. And then Wednesday night, we got DSR Presents Smoking at the Dark. That's the new show with your host, Black Rose, and co-host, Sexy Sash.
Yes,
nice. Yeah, they got them love confessionals going on. They want the callers to call in, talk about y'all wants, talk about y'all needs, talk about y'all desires for love.
I love it, man. I love it.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
I gotta
that's
get
all.
On that.
You know, there's also over bike show, also 10:30 p.m. Eastern, DSR all damn day. That's what we got happening.
I love it, brother, man. I love it, man. I love it. I can't wait to get to them shows, man, especially that confessions. Ooh, I got some love confessions I want to share. Yeah, I'm about to bring them over there. Yeah.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. I'm going to get over to the Get Down dance floor, man. You know, I got the Buffalo Wings. I got my brewery.
Yeah,
in.
Man. Hey, hey, when DJ Kane Spagan on that dance floor, hey, bring them wings out there. I don't care what y'all do, but me and J-Rob better have some when we get out there. That's all I'm saying.
Don't be greedy. Stop being greedy, like DMX said.
Exactly. All right, good brother. We're going to get you over there to the dance floor, man. Stick around. Continue to enjoy the rest of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, DJ Kane Spade, a.k.a. the Rakim of our time. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Man, I love that brother, man.
Without question.
I love that brother, man. Yeah. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening in online, you have approximately 12 minutes to dial 319-527-6300 and press 1. Otherwise, you'll get cut off and you will not hear the rest of the show. But let's keep this party going. J-Rod, we got a Just J Sighton in the building. What's good with you, Jay?
You kidding me. You kidding me?
Hey,
no,
man. Yeah, man, he is here.
Salutations from the third rock from the sun, King.
Man, what's going on with y'all?
Hey, man.
Y'all be getting the
point
set up
right.
Yeah. I've been watching y'all.
Thank you,
y'all. Thank them a thing. I've been really impressed by the whole thing. You know what, man? When the poets is coming through and they're flowing how they're flowing, it don't even feel like you're waiting. It's almost like you're at a sitting down at a bar and you taking in everything.
Yes, sir. That's
absolutely
what I'm talking about, bro. That's what I'm talking
yeah.
about, man. That's what's up. J-Rob, is it your turn or my turn? Whose turn is it?
That would be you, big brother. I just went on with
that's
King Speed.
All right, all
yes,
right. Just Jay. Now, you know I know the way you write. I know your ink. So I know this is definitely in your wheelhouse, brother. What is the craziest thing that has inspired your ink? Me and J-Rob won't get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Oh, snap. All right. I'm going to go ahead and do a piece that talks to that. Indulge me in a tsunami of passion, days of happiness unyielding, as we stand sheltered under the umbrella of understanding. As senseless rain pours their armies against us, and we tenderly embrace on the side of the restaurant just over the curb on 7th. The place where understanding is a two-way street. I'm presenting a proposal, and if you say no, I will simply stand and evaporate, and the clouds will cry real tears of me like doves all over you. My shining light bulb of incandescent beauty, glowing and flowing with the powers of femininity imbued to you. There's no replacing. There's no replicating. Nor would I want that to be. If you ask me why, my eyes will tell you how, and they will plead my case of how I can never see my life without you. I want to be here with you, then there with you, as we feed wild beasts by hand in God's promised land. You help me to get to, and I will help you to get to, a world absent of pain and anxiety, a world free of want and lack, and when the wars even within ourselves cease fire, and death will be no more, and I will forever love you to the full. This is why I ask you, will you marry me? Paul.
Damn. Just damn.
Yo, go ahead, Jay. Go ahead, Jay. Go ahead, Jay. Go ahead, Jay.
So, to cut to the chase, you wrote this when you was in love.
Let's get the chase out the way.
Yeah, you wrote this when you was in love.
Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah,
what?
Been in love a long time and remember when it first happened. And remember the other subsequent times it happened, too.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Go ahead, Pookie. You remember when you was in love. And all jokes aside, I really dig this piece, though. So,
appreciate you.
In all honesty, I really dig this piece. Van Meadows, let's say you, sir.
Man, this was a dope piece, bro. It showed a side of your pen. You know, one of my favorite Brian McKnight songs is from the Jason's Lyric soundtrack, and it's called Crazy Love.
Mm.
Love is one of those things that will make you crazy. And
right.
See, you writing this piece from a standpoint of being in love to the point that you're asking for someone's hand in marriage.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. So I know it. I know where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And I dug this,
hey, but
I dug
hey,
this piece,
the craziest
man.
Part right here, though, bro. Indulge me, standing as a two-way street, ask me why, was all promised from another crazy person, for real.
Yeah, man. Man, listen. I think one of the craziest things, man, is if you know you crazy and you actually get someone to say, yes, I'll marry you, oh, man, they got to be as crazy as you are. Yeah,
there
like
you go.
Said.
It's already a mess. It's your boy.
Right. That's what I'm talking about, man. Dope piece, man. Dope piece. Jay, dope
right,
piece,
man.
Right?
Extremely. Yeah, I enjoy the brother's writing. I wasn't ready
Absolutely.
For the whole will you marry me part, so that was like a good bonus. But this was an extra.
Yeah.
A very, very well-written piece.
Thank you,
very
bro.
Well executed.
Oh, man. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, man. I really appreciate y'all, man. Y'all take these, y'all rocking it and killing it at the same time.
That's
appreciate
it,
brother.
That ain't never J-Rob.
Right. That's how you know it's him. That's how you know it's him.
He gonna do the same amount of time.
Right.
Exactly.
Hey, man, we're gonna get you on over to the Get Down Dance Hall, man. Stick around, enjoy the rest of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our
yes,
good
sir.
Brother Just Jay. Thank you, brother.
Yep.
One love, one mic. Man. Another dynamic piece, Jay.
Yeah, that brother is something. That cat is something special, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, are you ready for this next poet? Because, whoo-wee, I know I'm ready.
I am, too.
But watch this. But watch this. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the mic, we have one half host of the Love Zone and the host of Express Your Vibe, Miss VIP.
Hi, J-Rob.
Hello, Miss
VIP.
Well,
how are you?
Miss VIP. It's really good to hear from you.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's good to hear from her.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
How are you doing?
After you
get
it, your pleasantries out, can you drop like 3 or 4 octaves and then ask her the question?
My pleasure, man. Miss VIP, Van and I have a question that only you can answer. Here, Van and I would like to know, what's the craziest thing that has ever inspired your poetry? And before you speak, Ben and I are going to move away from the microphone and let you get on down.
All right. Just a little preface. I awakened to go to work one morning, and there was a drug addict passed out on my steps. I'm like, whoa. So I think that's the craziest thing that happened. So with that, this piece is called She Walks. Very old piece. She walks in confidence, goal in sight. The world awaits. She will be a nurse, better life for her, her child. Marriage was in the forecast. Her smile bathed in the sun. She walks in the sadness. Tragedy struck. Broke her spirit. It killed him. Gone. Left her pregnant. Hopeless. Neighbors prayed for comfort. Did no good. She fell. She staggers in a stupor. Many times. One morning I found her passed out on my steps. I gently admonished her to go home. Her eyes were dull, unfocused. Getting up, she stumbles up the street. Days later, in Mount Airy, that's a section of the city, naked, she was stomping her feet, screaming at people, high as a kite, cursing, indignant. Traffic stops. People take out their phones. Some are repulsed. Some laugh or ignore what they think is ridiculous. And pity her apparent cry for help. She shuffles her feet down endless corridors, wondering how she got here, how to get out, how to ignore the cruelty of those who laughed at her pain. They didn't know it was sorrow. She walks again, but quietly, keeping to herself. Neighbors see her face. There's no smile, but she had a praying grandmother, and she lives. She walks. That's that piece.
Wow.
Pretty heavy.
Yeah.
See, for me, Van, because I work in the social service field, I see this all the time. I got clients that fit this description to the letter. And you never pass judgment. You just shake your head. And there, by the grace of God, go I. And you just hope that they find and get the help that they deserve. And if you have the ability to help, you do. But if you don't, you let the person who is more qualified to help them, help them.
Exactly.
Pretty heavy piece. What do you think, Van?
Yeah, I definitely think this is a heavy piece. We've had a series of heavy pieces tonight, and it just goes to show you that as a poet, the craziest things to us become art. And hearing this piece, as I said with the other young lady. Both of my aunts were drug addicts. Both of them. and I lost both of them. And it's just crazy. It's crazy at how simple things can remind you. And I remember my last surviving maternal relative of my immediate family was a drug addict, and she overdosed. And it's crazy because this piece reminds me of her so much. You know, she and I were a few years apart, maybe 7 or 8 years apart. And my grandmother made sure that wherever she went, I went. I was just thankful that I didn't get caught up in the environment that she was in. Because all it takes is one taste for you to become like that. And it becomes an illness, a sick disease. And this is a heavy piece. This is a really heavy piece for me. So, but thank you. Thank you.
Wow. There's a lot of generational curses that go around in families. And let me see. Two grandparents. I've had five people on my paternal side, drugs, and they all passed away. So I know what it's like. So,
yeah.
But it won't be me because I'm breaking it.
Right. Not me either. You know, but my heart goes out to those who are a slave to that thing and just can't break it. Just can't break it. But before we send you on over to the Get Down dance floor, let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Well, tomorrow night, it is Your Vibe at 9 p.m. I want all y'all to come on in, open mic, spit a piece of how you feel at that moment. And on next Wednesday, of course, my diva, La Perla Negra, and I will be in the loop. So, like you said, the topic is uncertain at this moment, but we always have fun and, you know, you get our sexy one sometimes.
Yes, y'all do. Dynamic show last night that y'all had. Tell you. If y'all missed it, you got to catch it in the playback, in the archives.
One of these days, we're going to have some pillow
talk. You said we're going to have some pillow talk. You said that's next week's show, pillow talk?
That's not next week. One week.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What happened?
Okay. 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 All right. All right. Now get on over there to that Get Down dance floor and, you know, do what it is you do, Ms. VIP. But as Martin said, shake it, but don't break it, Ms. Trinidad.
Oh, my word.
All right. All right. One love, one mic.
Ladies one love, one mic.
Yes, Ms. VIP on her way to the Get Down dance floor. Whew. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are still hearing the sound of my voice, congratulations, you made it to the overtime hour. And they was listening online, but they missed it. So, all right, let's bring in this next caller. You know what? I'm just going to let them introduce themselves. Tell them who you be.
It's Mojave.
Of course it is. Ladies and gentlemen.
What's
Mojave?
What's buzzing, cousin?
Tuesday night host of a plethora of shows. Honey Drippers 2.0. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Thanksgiving, all that good stuff. Fly Speak. War Council. The Hidden
Oh, man. What up, Hive?
What's going on there? What's happening, guys?
Good to hear you, sir. Good to hear you, bro.
Well, I'm pissed right now. I am pissed. Ask me why I'm pissed and half of my family is pissed.
Uh-oh. Why, bro?
Hold on. Say what?
Because.
You're pissed?
People went all the way to New Jersey for no funeral because they postponed it to next week. I didn't tell nobody.
What?
Bro, you are not serious right now.
Put that in your pipe and smoke.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to.
I'm just saying.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
So you want to talk about faith? So you got people coming. You know, my son's come from med school. Oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. I got mixed faith. I've been mixed faith doing it. Went around crazy. Pack your car up. Get your stuff. Went around, ran around crazy today. Wow, crazy. I was like, oh, man, 5 o'clock in the morning, on the road, gone. Yeah. Get a call.
Oh, man.
I'm literally taking groceries. I just packed my car, put gas in it, checked the oil, did all the stuff, checked the tire. Yeah, we're over here, and they just said that there's no fuel. So my brother, like all my brothers, and it was transferring my mother tomorrow morning. Crazy. All right, that was my best for today. Thank you. I'm landing my plane. Can we get back to the regular thing?
Sorry, bro.
I'm at a complete loss of words, Kazo.
Yeah.
I'm at a complete loss of words.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, no idea. This day has been crazy. Anyway, I'm here for you guys. What's the question? What is inspiring you right from the green?
Absolutely. The question is man, after the day you had, what is the craziest thing that has ever inspired your ink? And go ahead and get down with it.
Wait a second. I don't know. You know what? That's a hard one. I'm trying to think of something good, but there's tons of stuff that are crazy that's happened that inspired me to write. And I've been listening to the stories of what people been telling me. I'm like, shit. Like, you know, anything else. I was working on a piece about how I respond to death, but I wasn't done with it yet. And I just realized it wasn't going to be anything else, but you know what? Let's take chances. Let's take some chances.
All right, bro. Go ahead and get on down.
I'm getting it together right now. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm just getting it together. Hold on. One second. I think, you know what, I'll do it. All right. We blew yellow caution tape around the dusty dirt roads. Riding Pops LTD into the Adirondacks, a father, 4 children, black. Stopping at a general store for pepperoni, soda, juice, and peanuts, paid for. When our father told us to stay close and nothing more. We followed these winding paths, swaths of pines and trees, no one for miles, and here we be. My father had a friend, called him Greg. Called him mountain man, called him living off the land, said he left work, said the city was a death trap. He lived in a cabin, did not have a refrigerator, had an icebox, had a German Shepherd. Dog did not bark. Made the dog smell us, made our smell familiar. This was not a house. Did not have light. He woke at first light, went to forage, grew his own food, walked us down by watering hole, told us source, told us fish, told us to grab buckets of water, told us order. We stayed eating food that wasn't plated. It was this my brothers hated. I thought adventure. My brother asked us why we are here, and I didn't know years later it was a stop. To stop my mother from putting hands to us. Stop the blackened bruises, stop the transfer of heated emotion of a man who she felt left her. And our backsides, arms, and legs felt the stink of the black lash. My father hid us to rid us of this pain. Father saving us from the beatings, starving irregularity to this little house in the mountain, which felt like a little house on the prairie. We moved back to Long Island after. To Grand Grand. Saturday morning cartoons, work, cleaning the house, and laughter. Poem.
All right, tonight, man, I'm trying to hold a whole lot in. Y'all are pulling at my heartstrings, and I'm trying to hold stuff in because I got relationships with a lot of you poets, and when y'all tug at my heartstrings like this, it's hard to stay in a host position and not. Van, can you speak, please?
Bro, what makes you think I'm any better?
Damn.
You want to know the craziest thing about this craziest night of poetry? Is that,
yeah,
I never expected to get what we got tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. And Mojave, this piece, just like J-Rob said, this piece pulls heartstrings, just pulls and pulls and pulls. It makes us want to reach out to you and just wrap our arms around you like, hey, bro, we got you, it's okay. This is one of those kind of pieces. And to hear the story within the piece, you can't help but feel for the participants that created the piece. Bro. Thank you, bro. Thank you for transparency. Thank you for your gift. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for giving me the space to share. I figure it's worth the time. I'm working on a few things. You know, I'm just re-examining my childhood through my adult eyes. But remembering my childlike wonder. And, you know, pleasure, pain, whatever comes with it, is what I'm going to release through my pain.
Yeah. Man. Whew. Before we send you over to the Get Down dance floor, man, can't let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
I am going to be doing probably 100 of us. Although I don't know which one we're going to run back, but we're going to run it back. It's going to be nice.
Man, sounds good. I can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Mm.
My brother, we're going to send you an over to the dance floor so you can relieve some of that stress, man, and we're here for you, bro.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Nah, it's okay for you to do the huckabuck. It's okay.
Nah, we ain't doing the huckabuck anymore, man. we're doing the wipe me down. We're doing.
to wipe me down. Never mind. I'm sorry. Never mind.
Ladies
and
gentlemen.
I'm so sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, Iron Man, also known as Mojave, on his way to the dance floor. One love, one mic, bro, and continue to take your side.
One love, one mic.
Oh, your head cut off. A heart
baby.
Of the
baby. Wow. Just wow. Just wow. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night, as you just heard from Miss VIP, for Express Your Vibe. Saturday night's going to be Poetic Therapy, La Perla Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night is going to be the Inspiration Factory with yours truly, Poetic, and Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. Monday night's the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, Sensi Janice on the event page, La Perla Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night, you just heard Mojave, it's going to be the Honey Drippers. Make sure you tune in. Wednesday night is going to be the Love Zone with the Sexy Divas, Miss VIP, and La Perla, La Negra. And we will be right back here next Thursday. J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic, for another edition of The Get Down. What a show, Jay. Mm-hmm. What a show. What a show. Man, the poets came through and they bared their soul, they bared their all on this crazy night of poetry, man. We had a little bit of everything. We had some highs, some lows, some laughter, some held in tears, some happiness, some sadness, some pain, some sorrow. I guess we did kind of get what we asked for, right? We asked for, was the crazy thing?
I was just about to say, brother, sometimes people will say, be careful what you ask for.
Yeah, man.
With respect to this poetry, there was no watching out. There was no, I'm scared that they're going to say something. This is exactly what we expected and what we didn't expect. And what I mean by that is we expected poets to come through and to share. And some of you have wear your hearts on your sleeves like fresh tattoos. Some of you have jovial stories, and some of you have life experiences that takes on a life of its own in poetic fashion. So, and they render us to certain feelings just shy of tears. So we got it all.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You know, there's a poet who's listening in, but he can't speak. Many of you know him. Is Joel King Atterbury, host of Let's Talk Poetry. He did send his piece. I'm going to go ahead and recite it for him.
Please?
Yeah, it's called Below Earth, so I hope I do the brother's piece justice. Entering was supposed to be evolution. Industrial pollution have me walking through illusion. Reality changing, my third eye twitching. Learned to check the difference while watching from a distance, searching for like-minded people in a dark place of living. Only the heart speaking volume, without a dial knob spinning. My lenses might be blinded, but know what's behind it. Whatever beyond your findings is close, divine sighting. Uncomfortable creation is based on who you facing. If you think time is wasted, then leave instead of wasting. Move inside a space that shows love above all. Mind over matter, stand tall against the small. Place strength on what's weak so you speak while discreet. Seek what's to be there for you, circle and complete. Connect and respect upon the truth so you can trust. Let the mothers get crushed and sleep inside disgust. King Atterbury.
You did that absolute justice, bro. You did
I appreciate him for giving me the opportunity to recite his piece. But this has been a dynamic show, man. But we're going to start with last words with my brother J. Rob, the wise son.
Van Meadows, you and I have conversations about poetry and about shows and what we could possibly do. This undoubtedly it rides on that same vein. And this was really, really, really an unexpected surprise. Sort of like a lyric from Frankie Beverly and Maze. Our poetry was a little bit of joy and pain, sunshine and rain. And we got all of it. We got all the elements of the earth, the wind, and the fire tonight. And you poets that came through, salute to every single one of you for doing what it is that you do when you put pen to paper. Or when you click your thumbs against the keyboard or your fingers against the typing and you create the masterpieces that you do. And I'm humbled that you all decided to bring your pieces to the Get Down and share with us and the listening audience. And there's times that I'll say that we don't deserve you because you guys are just a complete poetic treasure from God. So I thank you. If I may speak for Van and myself, please, I say thank you. And continue to support this network and other poetry networks for your favorite poets, for poets you've never heard from. Poets, we are the consciousness of the community. And without you all, we can't do this show. And self-evident by what you shared tonight. I love you all, and there's nothing you could do about it. Starting with you, Van Meadows. Now I pass you to Mike.
My good brother, I appreciate that, man. Likewise, man, I love you more than you could possibly know, bro. Like I said, like a brother, you're my brother to me. And I mean that sincerely. To the Epiphany Radio universe, listen, without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. Without you, there is nothing here for us to do but just sit here and hog the mics. So we appreciate you. We appreciate you for spending 2 hours, 2+ hours with us night in and night out to be able to share your gift with us, to be able to rise to the occasion, to the topics that are put forth show after show just because you want to. Not because you have to, but because you want to. So we appreciate you. We value you. To our CEO, who is a heck of a brother, heck of a friend, and heck of a boss when he's not trying to fire us. But we just show up the next
that
day.
Part.
Anyway. We love
that
you too,
part.
Bro. Thank you for giving us Epiphany Radio. To my brother J-Rob, man, you're a dope poet, man. You're a dope individual. You are a pillar of the community, bro. And you continue doing what you're doing, bro. Whatever way we can support you, we got your back. Period. Now, y'all got to go home. You got to get out of here. But we're on our way to the dance floor. Because, Jay, we got some buffalo wings over there. Got some dancing going on. We got some go. And, bro, we got to get to the dance floor.
We got some go-go music,
so we will see y'all tomorrow night on Express Your Vibe with Ms. VIP. We love you. One love, one mic. And remember always, take your socks off. Baby. Peace.
Peace, y'all. One and one.